stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ken, do you want to hit the mute? Is it blue?
Special.
Yeah.
All right, again, this is a reminder that this meeting is being live streamed and recorded. Your attendance at this meeting is your consent to be live streamed, recorded, and rebroadcast on the town's website. If you have any electronic devices, please put them on airplane mode. Not just silent, but turn them on airplane mode. We thank you for your cooperation. And in this evening's meeting, if you have to make a presentation to us or talk to us, you need to come to the podium and tell us who you are, and then you may have your say. So with that, we will go into the minutes of the previous meeting, the regular meeting on February the 17th, and our special meeting on February the 22nd. Those minutes had been sent to us earlier. Are there any corrections, or is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Departmental reports. Police Department. Rob.
I have nothing further to add this evening.
Okay. All right. Fire Department. John.
Nothing further.
It's going to be a fast meeting. Property and Street Department. Or electric, sorry. Electric, Todd.
He told me he had nothing further than what was on his report.
Okay, all right.
Eric, now,
keep
Eric.
Moving. All right. For Property Street.
Okay. We'd like approval to hire Scott Berg and Dean Burkham for part-time park openings at 18 an hour and 20 hours each per week starting April through October.
That worked out really great. They both had an interest in dividing the job up. Yay.
That's the second one that we have in our folder on the right-hand side.
Okay.
So we're looking at ordinance number 2026-03. It is an ordinance amending ordinance number 2025-25 regarding salaries, compensation, and wages for elected officials, appointees, and employees of the town of Purdon. It is to hire Scott Berg and Dean Burkham at $18 per hour, 20 hours per week during the mowing season, which will be April through October, is the estimate at this time. Is there a motion to approve the ordinance on the night that it was presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And this is a conditional offer of employment subject to pre-employment testing.
Correct.
All right.
Sorry.
I think that would be a good fit for Park Department.
Good.
Okay.
Also, I want to bring up, we'd like to ask for approval to purchase a John Deere 4066R tractor and loader, an FM 4012 flex wing 12-foot finish mower. It will be used by all departments. The quote from Hudson John Deere state contract would be $69,794.10 or $13,958.82 per department. That's after the trade-in of the New Holland tractor. And all the departments have that in their budget.
Okay, and this was again through what company?
Hudson John Deere. It's a state contract. It's also who we have the John Deere mowers in the park through.
Okay.
Really happy with their service and everything.
All right, so look around. We've only got one of the other supervisors here. Do you agree?
Yep.
Okay.
Tom said he agrees and he's got the money in his budget.
All right. So I need a motion to approve, based upon a state contract with Hudson John Deere, purchasing a 4066 tractor loader and finish mower at a cost of $69,794.10.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 What are we trading in? I didn't think to ask.
It's a New Holland TC33D. It's a 1999 model.
Okay.
They did give us $8,500 for it. So
really?
That's half of what we paid for it.
That's not great.
A deal.
Yeah,
that's great.
So, yeah, I think it would be a good fit. Reduce a lot of man hours.
Well, it should spread, yeah. As big as that mower is, it should cover a lot of ground.
That finished mower that you're getting, is that going to be used on the fields and stuff, or just...
It can be,
the dams.
Like lake dams and the big open areas.
Okay.
We can really catch up fast if we get behind. All their departments will be using it.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, wastewater, water department, Ben.
Can I get that water over there? Is that okay? I'll get it. Is that okay?
Sorry, Ben.
Just wanted a little more update on the flagging project. The castings for the sewer main are on order. They're 2 to 4 weeks out right now. And then the water main will be finished up this week. Hopefully samples and testing will be finished, taken off Monday. We'll have it back on, or fully online come next Thursday. And the Fish Street project is set to kick off March 30th to finish up this library project. And then Forest Park High School has asked the town about if we're interested in extending a water main from 14th Street down Michigan to the YMCA. It's been one of the long-term goals in our 20-year plan to get that connected at the water department. One of the main reasons we want to do that is because for ISO fire ratings, that section right there of town has been kind of our weak point in our grading. We just had that this past fall. Schools are big schools, and major facilities where people gather are one of their big top spots they look at for fire flow, and that section there is just, it's a little bit under what they really want for that. So I personally, I believe through for the water department and for the fire and for those protection reasons, I think it would be a good idea for us to help with that and offering to pay for materials while they pay for the labor, since to go to the school North School border of the park, YMCA, high school area. To get us a little farther down that road.
Estimate on the material cost?
Estimated at $41,613. That is using bid prices from the last current project plus another 10%, because that's what I was told to estimate for from local suppliers. On about what it would be.
How big a main line is it?
It'd be a 6-inch main.
Just a 6-inch?
Yeah.
So that, it would what, give us more of a circular effort there?
Yeah, it would make more of a grid system. The YMCA fire hydrant currently right now is just under 1,000 gallons a minute, and that's mainly feeding from the 6-inch main coming off of 8-inch. The main up by the high school on the northwest or southwest corner is currently at 1,200 gallon minute off of an 8-inch main. If we can get those two looped together, we should be easily over 1,000, which is what ISO wants. And then the other hydrant between, that'll be at the corner on top, basically on top of the Y, northwest corner of the school, that should also be right around that flow range.
Okay.
It's probably a good time to do it with the school and their remodeling project that's going to be occurring, and could end up with more square footage there also that we're going to have to cover like with fire flow, so, or protection.
Yeah. And they're willing to give us the right way of an easement through there as well once the water main's put in place.
Yeah, that was brought up in the meeting that I sat in on, so, yeah.
How's that going to fit in our budget?
I do, too.
Okay.
I think we need to make it fit in our budget.
All right, so I need a
You need to address that? Is that what you asked? Did you ask, does it fit in our budget?
Yeah, it was a question.
Oh, okay, it was a question. I thought it was a statement.
No.
Kaylee, I know it does fit in that range. I had 70,000 setback for the year, so.
Okay. So that includes Fifth Street as well?
Fifth Street, we had all the material here, except for the sand, so we should be able to cover that.
Okay.
And that's also a part of the CCMG project, right? The cost of the water or not?
No.
Was that not included in Oh, I thought it was included in the CCMG.
No, that's why it's got to be done before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I need a motion to approve Ben, I guess, working with Forest Park High School on the water main extension, looking at a material cost of $41,613.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Approval to go for bids. Send bids out to be open in the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Approval included in that motion,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Park Department, Matt.
Yeah, just one quick thing. Last month, Kathy Treader made me aware of a program as part of the USA 250 across the country. They're planting trees. Communities are planting trees. She asked if the park would be welcome to plant a tree. So this Saturday, the Sons of the American Revolution, who's sponsoring this through the Ferdinand Historical Society and the Indiana Historical Societies, we're planting a I believe it's an elm tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we decided to plant it on at Fifth Street Park. So later in the year, there will be a ceremony around. I think they're doing as part of the county's celebrations. But just wanted to make you aware of that. Eric and I are going to go down there and actually spot it. And they've asked us to dig a hole, and there'll be a plaque and whatnot. So
okay.
and then also we're finishing up the concession building at the baseball area, thanks in large part to a donation from the Mobile Foundation. So we're hopefully going to wrap that up here before the end of the month and the start of the baseball season. So props to all of the departments, particularly Todd, put in a lot of time and effort on his crew in extending the electrical services that we had to do in part to when we demoed that building. So it's looking good. I appreciate everybody's cooperation and have a brand new facility down there for this year. So.
That's exciting. Thank you to the Mobile Foundation.
All right. Yep, absolutely. Again.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Long time supporters.
Yeah.
Okay, Redevelopment Commission. Dan is not here. Debbie, you want to?
Nothing new. We, our meeting is Thursday, so we'll just have some updates hopefully after that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get them before Thursday.
Yeah.
Marketing, Peyton had her report out, so.
Peyton and I did visit a little bit too about the America 250. Also, the merchants will be staying better in touch with her. Basically, she was added to the list, and but somehow the email dropped off. So anyway, they're going to stay in touch with her better so the merchants and she can have better connections. She can also help promote some of the activities that are happening throughout the town for them. So she's been pretty active.
Okay. All right. Moving down into business, color, run, route, and release form. Jessica?
She's not here. She did email it to me today. It's in front of you. There's a release form and the route. It was in the things I gave you.
Oh, but sure, gave you. Okay, it's under here then.
Under there. I saw there's the a waiver. I think it said number one on it. It was on the top
yep,
until
right here.
There you go. And there's the route. And
what day is it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just
does anybody
the
know
release.
When the color run is? Let me see if it's on the emails that she has sent to me.
I don't see it on my phone here.
Let me look, see if I can find it on an email. Wait, I gotta turn my Wi-Fi back on.
Breaking the rules.
Well, luckily, Sharon said it's on the agenda. Do you have the map? And I said, no, I don't. So that came in about 3 o'clock. We can go to the next thing if you want to.
Most of this usually
while I look
stays
for this.
On the trail system.
If you want to go on to the next item while I look for
the park trails, yeah, I don't think it goes out on the roads. So have you been aware of the road, Rob?
It doesn't. It's in
yeah,
the
I thought it was all in the park. They've done that
park.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
April 4th.
Thank you, Matt.
April 4th.
Thanks, Matt.
Right around the corner.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Okay.
All right, so Sharon, what should we do here? Just approve it?
Just approve the route.
You're good with that,
I usually
Matt?
Look to make sure that they
no
have
problem with
parking language and waiver. So I have looked at that and had told her that was fine, but nobody had
the route. Yeah.
And most of the time, the different runs, like if it's Girls on the Run or if it's the Monster Dash, even though it's within the confines, as a courtesy, they tell us when it is and what their route is. And then everybody had kind of gotten away from that a little bit, except for just a few. So we're trying to make sure that
good.
That everybody's telling us where it is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So need a motion to approve the route for the color run as presented on the diagram that we were given. Is there a motion to approve the route?
I'll make that motion to approve.
I'll second.
A motion is made and second to approve the route. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. All right. Framing Ferdinand, Lori and Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I'm Tiffany Leonard and Lori.
Easy.
Fun. We're part of the board of Framing Ferdinand. And one of the beautification projects that we're looking to apply for grants for is planters along Main Street. And the planters that we're currently looking to apply for attach to lampposts. And so we were asking for permission to attach them to your lampposts since they're your property. Yeah, we have a picture of them. So the first ask would be, could we attach them to your property? And the second ask would be, would you install them for us so we do not damage anything during install? The maintenance would come from us, so we would be in charge of putting the plants in there, maintaining the plants, changing them out with the seasons. We have some ideas of like projects to involve the community when it comes to decorating for the seasons and doing watering, maybe even involving other groups in the watering process, that kind of thing.
So really
and then
sorry,
go ahead.
The maintenance would be we're asking for kind of the install, and we would take the normal maintenance. The reason we're asking for install is we just feel we
don't want to damage your property putting that in.
Yeah.
And then the district or the area that we were looking is basically runs from 13th Street to 4th Street. And I counted the lampposts in that area, and it's approximately 19. And there's one just kind of like right outside of it. And since I like even numbers, we're just going to say 20. So, and that's the little map of the district area. Yeah.
Okay.
20 sounds better on application than 19, so I'll go with that.
So the flower thing's actually mounted towards the bottom, right? They're not.
Yeah, there. You can mount anywhere you want. I would like to stay towards the bottom because that's just going to be easier to maintain and water. Whenever I looked at all of them, I don't feel like there's any of them in that area that would obstruct like walking. But if there is, then we can either skip that one or we can come up with plan B. But I don't think there's any of them that's close enough to like the road or the sidewalk that it would be interfering. And that's just a picture. That's just the one that we are currently using to like get grant stuff ready. They come in different sizes. Like that one's a 30-inch basket. You can find some that's a 25-inch basket. So you can get them in different sizes. So we would obviously do our homework prior to purchase to make for sure that, you know, it has a big enough hole for the lamppost and it has a big enough basket not to be obtrusive or whatever we need to do. But we just have to have this information up front before we start going through the whole grant process, because you know that's not fun and they require a lot of information up front. So we didn't want to do that if we did not have permission to do something like this.
We did talk about this a little bit at the department meeting whenever we were together. I think their concern at the time, the only concern I heard was, are they going to be freestanding so they can swing in the wind
Correct.
And whack people? So
Correct.
That would be no.
Yes.
It's mounted to the pole.
Right.
So I think that was Todd's only concern, really. I'd say if we can. Eric, did you have anything that came to your mind after we met?
We do have flag hole holders on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll be below that.
Yeah. So the intent, the intent is, like, you know how they have fluted bottoms?
Sorry, Eric.
So the intent would be that these would basically attach right on top of the fluted bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
As low as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Especially if we, like, ever do a project, like, tying into traditional arts, how they do, like, the children's craft and the glass blowing and stuff. Like, if they did something, like, with the kids doing a pick, and then each kid could put, like, their colored pick or whatever in the
how
basket
cute.
And stuff like that. We don't want them too high where kids could, like, actually install them themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
goal is to make it part of, like, kind of involve the community with decorating and
changing out for the seasons.
Contest,
community in
whatever.
Bloom,
the,
you know, the Walktoberfest, that kind of stuff.
So they'll basically be about 2 feet up off the ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Easy
so,
to
I mean,
water.
And it shouldn't interfere with, like, mowing, I wouldn't think, but weed eating maybe?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll work with the electric department getting them up.
Okay.
Okay. I have one question, though.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an odd one. We will know, we'll need to know, like, where, what the company is, because if we do get a light pole knocked down, that would go in our police report. For it to be reimbursed for those insurance companies, that's something that we'd want to make sure we have that. So when I turn it into town,
yeah,
yeah,
we're still. I mean,
that's
we've kind of been working with that company,
mm-hmm.
or we've looked at theirs specifically. But as we do the grant, it might, find a cheaper one option.
Yeah.
We'll get you the name.
Right.
We'll
it's just something that we would need for the police report to go with the poll for the town.
Yeah,
and everything.
That makes sense.
Finish.
Well, they'd be insurable too at that point
mm-hmm.
then too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And hopefully we can maybe work with the local. Like landscaping company to possibly
mm-hmm.
purchase them wholesale to get them cheaper. So that's, like I said, that's just a mock-up idea at this point.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys are always thinking.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
That's a great idea.
All right. So we need a motion then to approve Framing Ferdinand purchasing planters with the install of the planters being done by the town, but all remaining maintenance, planting, and watering will be handled by Framing Ferdinand.
That's correct.
And looking at doing roughly 20 lampposts between 13th Street and 4th Street with one extension one way or the other to get the 20th. So is there a motion to approve this plan?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
The motion's been made and seconded.
With thanks.
Seconded.
Thank
all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you guys.
I'm excited.
Thank
you, ladies.
Okay. SS4A update.
We've had another steering committee meeting since the last time we met as a council here. Where there's another one scheduled for May 6th at this time, steering committee. They are looking for our direction, and I'll probably be meeting with Rob and Eric and maybe Tammy on this. But they are, as a part of this grant, going to do audits of a couple of the intersections that we feel may be more hazardous than others that we want to pull to the top of the list as far as maybe our first grant opportunities. A lot of input has been given by the committee members, but with the police, I think, and Eric involved, and then Tammy maybe also having heard of concerns that have been expressed to her, we'll probably try to meet and then run that list to you guys to take a look at to see if you agree with that, and then I would let her know so that we can get an audit or basically NDOT does some audits, but this would be a little more in-depth and very specific to that and how it could be fixed if there were specific intersections. So also, if others out in the audience that are watching have some insight into that or want to express, they're welcome to email me. My email address is on the town's website, so shoot me a note on that too. So we're moving forward.
Good.
I saw Honeyberg announced theirs, so they're working on SS4 also.
Okay. Waterline, Fifth Street. Pretty well covered in your report, okay. All right. Utilities, accounts receivable update.
A little higher this month, isn't it?
It is higher this month. I always think how this meeting falls, it's a little bit earlier than it falls sometimes, but It's just to keep you informed.
Nature. Thank you.
We are, Stephanie's doing the treks this year, and she's pretty faithful on contacting people who have relocated without paying their final bills, so she's collecting some of those for us.
Good.
Under cybersecurity update, I did get in contact with another company who had talked to me previously, and I will be following up with our local company that we have to kind of start to put a preliminary of putting together a cybersecurity plan, which will be required down the road for us to go after state monies and stuff. So more on that in the future. Mm-hmm. The RDC Ready Grant, Debbie?
Yeah, one comment on it. Basically, we are still working on the final agreements. We also do have a public meeting for the first TIF hearing scheduled in April. So that has been advertised. Remind me, Tammy, April 8th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
April 8th at 6 p.m. here at Town Hall. So so we're just taking baby steps until we can get it established.
UDA's preliminary engineering on the sidewalk trail from the high school property to the Old Town Lake.
Nothing new on that.
Okay. Under property tax reform update, the legislature just got done late last week, the week before. We're still putting together numbers and stuff, and on April the 19th or March the 19th, there's a webinar by AIM that I'll be paying attention to, but just trying to see where we're going to go. The property tax changes have been put off for another year. So it's now 2028. It will start to go into effect and be in effect in 2029. So we've got a little bit more time to put all our numbers together and see how it's going to turn out, which is good because the state only has one county that they've got everything done for. They only have 91 more to go. So remains to be seen. Plus, I don't think this subject is dead. I think it will come back up next legislature. Okay. Town cleanup dates, April the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Anything new on that?
Eric, it's got your name on there.
Well, now it's the same as other years. We got six stickers for a reasonable amount, and like we said, Monday be regular trash pickup the 13th, Tuesday would be the west side the 14th, Wednesday it'll be the east side the 15th, and we got the 16th set up if we need to finish up on it. So think everything should go all right.
Hey, Eric, just for clarification, so it doesn't matter how many items you have, you just need 6 stickers, right? You
right.
can have 12 items, but you just need 6 stickers. Okay.
Right.
And people should make sure they don't put it on something that somebody might want to take, like their old grill. Somebody might go, ooh, a grill, and take all your stickers.
Sometimes it's not good to put stuff out too early.
Right.
Or wait till that morning to go out and put your stickers out there. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, of course, that is the time right after the townwide yard sale ends. So.
Yeah. Could be a lot of good stuff out there.
All right, salary ordinance.
There's an additional salary ordinance in your packets. The one change is because the 10% of the salary of one of the employees had in ordinance 25-25. Had that the part not paid by the NVH fund was allocated to water, and it should have been sewer, so it just makes that change so the template changes for the next time. And the other is a salary increase for one of our supervisors who just recently took that on.
Okay.
Doing an excellent job, Eric.
Yeah, we have in front of us ordinance number 2026-04. It's an ordinance amending ordinance number 2025 regarding, or 2025-25, it's hard to say, regarding salaries, compensation, and wages for elected officials, appointees, and employees of the town of Ferdinand. Relates to one employee where 10% of his salary is paid by the sewer department, not the water, and Eric Rahman gets a increase after having been on the job for 6 months now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to have a motion to approve the ordinance as on the night that it was presented.
I'll make that motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Before you go to the next item, we do have one agenda item that didn't make it to the agenda. It's a parking ordinance to have no parking on the side of 6th Street. And we attempted to make some parking changes very recently in ordinance 2026-2. But upon further review and reflecting upon the need for our pedestrians to have unfettered use for our public ways and to have vehicles parked on only one side of 6th Street, we have modified that so that it partially repeals, this ordinance partially repeals 2026-2. And makes it so that there's the south side of West Street between Main Street or 162 and Virginia Street would be no parking. Along with that prohibition, the signage and the prohibition against parking in front of the Virgin News loading dock remained as it is, as it was in the previous ordinance. And in order to make it abundantly clear if that is no parking, the ordinance directs the street department to immediately fix yellow curb painting to reflect the prohibition and to remove a conflicting sign near Virginia Street and replace it with signage near the Ferdinand News business vehicle saying authorized vehicle only, so that that can continue to park it when it's not loading and unloading.
Yeah. It's become an extremely hazardous intersection there with the parking that's occurring on that private lot there. And you cannot walk around the vehicles very easily, especially on 6th Street. And I had mentioned to Sharon, and my bad, because I misunderstood the last ordinance, because I really thought it was the entire 6th Street on that south side, and it was not. It was limited, of course, to protect the Ferdinand News use of their loading dock. So I am in favor of this ordinance for all those reasons that I've stated.
Okay. So we have in front of us ordinance number 2026-05. It is an ordinance amending chapter 9.06 of the Ferdinand Municipal Code regarding traffic regulations pertaining to parking on West 6th Street per Sharon's description. Are there any questions? If not, I need a motion to approve ordinance number 2026-05.
I'll make that motion.
It was presented.
I'll make that motion, Ken.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So on nights like this, I feel for people who have real long names that they have to sign so many times. All right. All right. Royal Ridge Townhouse CF1 Tax Abatement Compliance 2026. Sharon?
True Investments LLC has submitted a CF1. It's the first CF1. For the most recent construction that was done in 2025 for the most recent of the townhomes. I have reviewed the information that's not yet available on the public record, but I received from the auditor's office indicating that the assessed value is what we expected it to be, so they are in compliance. You may recall that when they began the abatement process, It was started as KFAM, but they told us very early on in that abatement process that they were, for a variety of reasons, going to take title in the name of one of their other entities, which is True Investments LLC. So it is the KFAM umbrella, also with Luger Firstings and his people. So
okay.
It does seem to substantially comply with the statement of benefits that they submitted to us last year.
Okay. So as it is in compliance, I need a motion to approve form CF1 for True Investments LLC as presented at tonight's meeting.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Tammy and I will sign off on it after the meeting.
We'll need at least two of those.
Okay. All right. CCMG application and bids. To bring everybody up to date, late last year, we were turned down with our community crossing matching grant program. It caused a ruckus up at the legislature because so many towns, mostly towns, and a bunch of cities were refused. And they've came back now. The state government found another $75 million. We received a phone call from NDOT. We can go back on the grant or the application that was turned down. And if we get new quotes on it and get it turned in and we pick out who we want, when we call up there, we basically have the money as long as there's money in the pot. So I think the bid portion was going out again. Was it this weekend?
It's submitted for this week and then next week. There has to be 7 days in between. And
right. So we'll be coming back with a possible special meeting to look at the bids. It depends how it works out. And then we will pick our contractor, and the next day we will call NDOT and turn our bid in.
We have it set for bid opening on April the 8th at 7:30.
That's why that special meeting's there.
I had to read his agenda to get that on there.
I bet you did.
It's it's highly unusual what they're doing, and the fact that as soon as we get the bid, we call it in the next morning, the money is ours, as long as there's money there. Have never heard of it that way. And then the grant letter coming back telling us we got the money. We'll follow. So, you know, we're jumping at it for what we had and see how it works out.
Yeah, we were sure it was a prank call when we first got a call from NDOT, because they never call and tell you you get money, you know. I mean, usually you don't get those calls. So that was nice, Ken, that you got that call.
Yeah. And then another on the CCMG for 2026, the actual process will go through. We're already beginning to do some preliminary work on where it will go. As soon as we get all that tied down, we'll let everybody know. But we're already working on some things there. All right.
Good news.
Electric rate study, approve Alpha Engineering contract.
We have not heard back from Alpha. I talked to Todd. He has asked them to put together something, but
okay,
we are waiting.
All right.
We can tackle that in April, too.
All right. Then we want to introduce our water rate ordinance and set a public hearing date. This is stemming from the fact that Patoka Water is raising our rates as of April. And we're looking at what we need to do to cover that and also make sure that some of the other things that are happening around us that we have no control over get covered. As an example, I was at a meeting today up at French Lick on Indiana Alliance, and they were talking about, you know, utility rates are very, very costly right now. They're saying capital costs are increasing. In other words, like if you're building a house, if you were going to build it 10 years ago, you had one price. Now it's probably doubled in price. Material labor costs are climbing. Supply chain problems are happening. When you order parts, they're out months ahead. And of course, the government's going through inflation right now, so that's being reflected on everything we buy. So we're trying to control our rates as such, and we're going to have to pass along a water rate increase. How deep do we get into it, Sharon?
The hearing is set for our next regular meeting in April 21st at 7 p.m. And the last water rate increase was 2022. So okay. Just real briefly, the minimum charge for 1 month is about $32. It will go up $3. So if you think about it, it's 10 cents a day. It's not horrible, but it's needed. And like he said, everything's going up. So we'll go in more detail at the hearing in a month.
Okay. So this would be ordinance number?
I have six.
Six, yeah. 2026-06.
Okay. You want these papers back, Tammy, for next
I do.
Meeting?
Yeah.
No sense in copying them all again.
And then now that it's been introduced and it's been given a number, there's a utility hearing notice and a copy of the ordinance itself that will be published in the Ferdinand News prior to the meeting. And it will also be sent to the customers on the outside of the jurisdiction in Tammy's office and is giving those mailings out.
Very good.
All right. We have special claims in tonight.
Are we at the end already?
Yeah.
Did we forget something? No. I just,
sir?
I guess 7:20. And
did you have something tonight?
No, I'm good.
He's my moral support.
He's your moral support. Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I do have two special claims that came in after the registers went out. One is for $500. It has to do with the Folk Fest, the Halfway to Folk Fest event. Paid to Dick Mears is the entertainer for $500. That's a Folk Fest event.
Okay.
And then the second is to reimburse an employee, Ryan Aiding, who paid today for something that came in for the wastewater department with their testing that was mandatory, and they had to pay for that today. So that's $335.57.
All right, so we need a motion to approve the two special claims.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then we have our regular claims. the allowed stock.
I didn't have any questions on that.
I'm good. I'll make a motion to approve regular claim.
I'll second.
All right. Motions have made and second on regular claims approving. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Under announcements, Redevelopment Commission will meet Thursday, March the 19th at 5 o'clock p.m. here at the Town Hall. Redevelopment Commission public meeting will be Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 o'clock p.m. A special Town Council meeting Wednesday, April the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Regular Town Council meeting will be Tuesday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. Board of Zoning Appeals will meet Wednesday night, March the 25th at 6:30 p.m. Plan Commission at this time has been canceled. Park Board will meet Wednesday, April the 8th at 4:30 p.m. And Economic Development Commission will meet Monday, April the 27th at 6 o'clock p.m. Anything else that we need to add? Seeing none, I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all very much.